I'm sure you guys feel the same way I do. You look forward to these press conferences after wins. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yes, yes, exactly right. And that win yesterday was huge for our team in the month of December to go on the road. And as we all know, we've struggled on the road this season to go out and play as well as our team played against a team that was fighting for a playoff spot just like, you know, we are. For our guys to go out and jump out early the way we did made all of us very, very proud of our players, the effort that they put into that week's practice and their preparation as well. It really paid off. Injury-wise, the only guy that's really banged up to the point that he'll be questionable for Sunday is Brian Robinson. We'll have to see how he does throughout the week with that shoulder injury, and we'll get a better gauge towards the end of the week whether or not he has a chance or not. Other than that, most of the other guys came out pretty good. There'll be some guys a little bit sore, a bit banged up, but nothing to the point where anyone should be in jeopardy as far as playing in the game. Marcus Sherrills had a thigh contusion. He'll battle through that. He should be fine as the week goes on. Adrian had a little soreness. A lot of guys did, but nothing that should hurt us going forward.
Did you get any results from Robinson's MRI?
We're just going to do an X-ray. They feel like they know exactly what it is in just a matter of time now. So one of the things I was most impressed with about our football team on yesterday was the discipline they showed throughout. I mean, we talk all the time about what our team characteristics should be and what we want to look like for opponents and fans as well. But to play smart, tough, disciplined football, I mean, that was something we needed to do on the road, and we got that done. It was truly Viking football in so many ways. And then to play such a clean game on offense, you know, no turnovers, taking the ball away was huge. We thought that would be big on the road, and our guys did it again on defense. Just a good team win. Special teams, you know, Blair playing the way he played, Adrian doing the things he's been doing, our offensive line opening up holes, defensive line, just a lot of guys contributed to our success yesterday. Good win for our team.
Did you spend a lot of time last week emphasizing they already are in a play, they have to be in a playoff mode now because a loss means they're not going to make it most likely?
Well, we did talk about scenarios, but more the most important thing we talked about was the Rams and what we had to do to win that game. And it won't be a whole lot different this week. But we'll talk at length about what it'll take to beat the Texans in Houston. I mean, they're a very good football team. So that's where our conversation and our focus really has to be on the team that we're playing.
You talked so much about a clean game last week. Can or does coaching have any effect on whether an offense turns the ball over? I mean, obviously, every coach says the same thing that you're saying, but it sometimes just seems like it's just a crapshoot on whether a team's going to turn the ball.
Well, I think you have to emphasize it, Mark. It plays such a major factor in wins and losses in our league with the talent, being so close around the league. So most of the time it can sway. Game, either in a win-loss, one way or another, in a win-loss column. So it's something you have to emphasize. You don't want to overemphasize it to the point where guys are afraid, to make mistakes. I mean, you still want to be aggressive, but you do have to emphasize, you do have to make guys aware of the importance of it. I think it does make a difference.
Houston is much better turnover margin. They're second in the league, where St. Louis wasn't very good at that, taking the ball away. How much harder is it to continue, two games in a row, having a clean game? And what does Houston do that maybe St. Louis doesn't when it comes to taking the ball away?
Well, it's going to be important for us to emphasize it again. On the road, being able to take the ball away is a big deal for any team, whether it's our team or any team in the league. So we want to be able to do that because it puts us in a better situation to win the game. What Houston does is probably no different than any other team. They're trying to be aggressive on defense and pull the ball out. Knowing Wade Phillips, I mean, they're preaching turnovers just like we do. They're just doing a pretty good job of taking away, and just as important, they don't give it away. They do a pretty good job of keeping the numbers down in that regard as well.
Coach Peters, what did you think of Ponder within the context of having to play well these last three games? How do you evaluate him now?
He played well. He did a good job yesterday leading our team that first drive. When he took us down and we scored on his scramble, even on the fourth and one, when he scrambled to get that first down, that was a big play for our offense, big play for our team. Really helped set the tone for the rest of the day. And he was very efficient passing the football, did a good job of controlling our offense and putting us in good plays, whether it was a run or a pass. And I thought he played a very good game.
Any fear that the emphasis on Adrian getting the Dickerson record might take away from anything in the game plan, the guy's concentration, anything at all?
I don't think so, Joe. You know, Adrian and I were just talking just a few minutes ago about that part of things and what we're trying to get accomplished, and that's to go out and get a win on the road in Houston. I mean, the record would be great, but the most important thing is to get a win in Houston. And the fact that he feels that way, I mean, that'll permeate through the rest of our team. I mean, he wants to really concentrate on winning this game more so than the record. And, you know, our players are enthused by what he's been doing. I mean, it's been incredible to watch. And, I mean, they're pulling for him without question. But I think every one of our guys knows the importance of winning this game. And if the record comes, that would be terrific. But the most important thing is to get a win.
A conscious effort to get Christian a few more of those quick hitting type plays, the slants to the receivers and getting the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker than he had in the past?
Well, we definitely went into it game plan wise, trying to find ways to get some completions. And what you saw yesterday was based on what we saw game plan wise. Now, this week could be a little bit different based on what Houston does on defense, but this week that was the plan. But we'll see what happens against Houston.
Do you allow yourself to take a look at all the different playoff scenarios right now? Right now you're six, but there's so many strange kind of computations that it's kind of hard to get your head around.
Yeah, and I won't even try, Brian. I won't even try. You know, it'll be really focusing on, you know, how can we beat a very, very good football team, the Houston Texans, and that's the most important thing, without question. So,
Les, it's clear that Blair has all the leg that he needs to get the job done, but how much has his mental approach really contributed to his success? Just, I mean, you do see kickers go through peaks and valleys a lot, and it seems like such a mental approach to the game that's so key. What have you been impressed by with his approach that way?
You know, just his attitude, John, early on, you know, we, with Mike Prefer, did a real good job of altering some things when we drafted him to help him to improve. And his attitude all along has been one where, you know, I want to be coached. And Mike and Chris White, our assistant special teams coach, they've done a terrific job in helping him to make some adjustments and some of the things that he was doing technique-wise, and we're seeing the results of it this season. But his approach mentally has been terrific, and it's shown on the field. I mean, he's got ice water in his veins when it comes to making clutch kicks and doing the routine things as well. So the fact that he's very coachable has been a plus for us.
You probably
he's a rookie,
could,
but you don't. I mean, don't hesitate at all at this point to throw him out, even in the biggest spots for those big kicks.
Not at all. I mean, all those kicks yesterday, for the most part, were big kicks, in particular early on, and I mean, with distance. And you know, we felt comfortable putting them out there. We're not afraid that, you know, we're going to be in a situation where we're putting ourselves on a shorter field. We felt very confident that once he went out there, it was a very good chance he was going to make the kick, and he did. 5 for 5, terrific day.
What were your in training camp for him? What were your expectations? I mean, you couldn't have thought that he'd be this terrific, could you? Or were you just hoping that he'd do well? Or yeah, I know you expected him to do well because he's out there, but has he surpassed expectations?
You know, Charlie, I think you know, going back to the conversations we had back in the spring with Rick and the scouting staff, I mean, the expectations were high for whoever was going to be our kicker in 2012, and he has lived up to all expectations. You know, we didn't lower the bar when we picked him. We felt like that player at that in that position was going to play a vital role in our success this season. So we expected and hoped that he would do what he's doing now. He'd be very good on kickoffs, which he's been excellent with touchbacks and getting people pinned back so drive starts could be better. He's been terrific on field goals and extra points. But those were our expectations, and he's lived up to those, which has been great.
What's the plan for Chris Cook this week as far as practicing? Will he start? How will you use him?
We'll continue to practice him, much like we have the last couple of weeks, but the mindset that we're getting him ready to play this week because he's eligible to play. So we'll have to see how he does as the week goes on, but our goal is to try to get him up if he shows that, you know, he's ready for that, and we'll make that determination later in the week.
Would you be a candidate to be a starter, or would you look to just kind of get him spot reps in a nickel situation or anything like that?
Probably, Tim, just have to see how he does, you know, during the week and just see how he comes along from a conditioning standpoint as well as some of the things we'll ask him to do game plan-wise, and then we'll make a decision later in the week.
The last couple of weeks, teams have made an overly concerted effort stacking the box with 9, sometimes 10 guys to stop Adrian, and they haven't been able to do it. Have you Have you ever seen anything like this where they're making such an effort to stop one player and just are unable to do it?
Well, when you have a guy like Adrian, I mean, teams are doing the right thing. I mean, you know, that's the only way you're going to have a chance, because if you're playing too high, I mean, it's going to create a lot of problems for your defense. So we expect a lot of single high safety, a lot of guys in the box, and for good reason. I mean, he's on the verge of breaking a record that many thought would never be broken. So we expect it. We're preparing for it again this week. Houston is a very good team against the run. It won't be any different.
You look at keeping Antoine limited again in practice, or you're keeping him out a little bit to keep him fresh? It seemed like it worked pretty well.
Yeah, we probably will, Ben. You know, we're at that point in the season where we really have to monitor his reps in practice, and the fact that he's been a little bit sore as well. You know, you saw where we pulled him maybe about 10 minutes to go in that game yesterday just to preserve him a little bit. So we'll be smart. We need him to play well on Sundays, get his reps in practice that he needs without overtaxing him. And it's been a formula that's worked well for us. He's playing at a high level for us, so we need to protect him.
What did you think of Everton's game yesterday filling in for Brian?
He did a real good job for us. I mean, that interception he made, along with some of the pressures that he created when he was rushing, he did an outstanding job. You know, he usually doesn't play quite that many reps, and to come in and consistently play as hard as he did for as long as he did, that's a good sign for our football team. You know, we hoped that he'd be able to do it, and he did. Yeah, so very, very encouraged.
How much of a byproduct on that pick, too, was the fact that he played linebacker in training camp for you guys? It looked like the play he made was much more like a linebacker as far as his fluid motion than a defensive end.
You're right, Judd. I mean, that's one of the attributes that he has. He's one of those guys who can drop back in coverage, but yet he can put his hand in the dirt and rush the pass as well. And that makes him unique in that regard. And that's one of the reasons we looked at him at linebacker. But some of the traits that you saw in that play were linebacker traits. I mean, the catch, the turn, and, of course, the run as well. I mean, you just don't see D. Lyman able to run down the sideline the way he did. He's a very fluid athlete, and you definitely could see some of those linebacker traits.
What are the strengths of the Texans' defense? You mentioned the run defense, and also Phillips. What are some of the characteristics he shows as a coordinator?
Well, I the personnel definitely makes a different mark. J.J. Watt, and, you know, I got to get into a little more study on their defense, but just recalling some of the things we saw in the preseason when we played in that last preseason game, we looked at a little bit of tape. J.J. Watt is an outstanding player, but and their D-line, they do a terrific job. But their secondary, it's a pretty good secondary. They play a lot of man coverage. They don't deviate from what they do. And Wade has always been heavy on aiding the box. I mean, that's been him, wherever he's been. So he's a staunch believer in stopping the run and finding some corners that can play man-to-man. And they found that in Houston, and that's one of the reasons their defense improved the way it has. But they've got a special guy up front with some guys in the secondary at safety and corner who can really cover that allows them to play a lot of eight-man front.
He's kind of unique for a 3-4 end. I mean, to have all those sacks, he's got a streak of, you know, forcing fumbles. He's not the typical athlete there that you see at a 3-4 end, is he?
Not necessarily, but when you just look back at what happened in San Diego when Wade was there, when Merriman was having his best years, it was similar. I mean, he got a lot of sacks. He created a lot of havoc on defense. And you see the same thing with J.J. Watt there. He's creating the same kind of problems that Merriman did in the same system in San Diego when Wade was the coordinator.
You talk about the difference between this year and last year at this time, where last year you're probably hitting the pride button with these players. Now you don't have to. Just the difference in that locker room.
Well, boy, it's a good difference. You know, we were playing a different style of ball, and the approach is definitely different. But we do have a lot of guys with a lot of pride who want to play well, and yesterday's game was an indication of it. I mean, they wanted to get a win on the road in the worst way to keep things going in the right direction. But, you know, every year is different in our league. It's a different group of guys, different attitude, different approach. But kudos to this group of guys that just focusing on the now and not, you know, the past or the future, just the now, which is good. So,
time for two more.
What kind of adjustments did you make after those first couple series where they were bottling up Adrian and all of a sudden, you know, things seemed to open up a little bit more in the third series on?
I think the thing that kind of helped us, Tim, was some of the nickets that we ran early where we were able to get Christian on the perimeter a little bit, made them think take a little bit off of what they were trying to do as far as bringing a lot of people to the line of scrimmage. They had to step back at some point and say we need to play a little coverage. And once we got them in that mode where every now and then they would think coverage as opposed to just getting a lot of people to the line of scrimmage, we're able to create some openings in their defense. But it was obvious their game plan was to just have a lot of people at the line of scrimmage trying to get penetration. And being able to run some of those boots and hit some of those crossers kind of helped us a little bit to loosen things up some.
So, Coach, any concern about the heat down there on Sunday as far as affecting your team and heat this place up at all during the week, or how do you approach it?
That's a good question, because we are going to heat this place up. Our players don't know that, but on Wednesday when they come back, we're going to warm it up a little bit because they're predicting about 72, 75, which is a lot different than where we are right now. So we're going to try to simulate that as best we can in our indoor. And but, yeah, we're going to try to warm it up a little bit for them. So,
how hot can you get it, Leslie, in here, do you think?
I don't know, but we're going to try to get it, Charlie, close to game-time temperatures. That's what we're going to shoot for. And, you know, it's not exactly the way it'll be with the fans and so on, but we're going to try to get the temperatures about what they'd be like on game at game time. So,
all right. Can you put 18 holes in here?